Cairo Knights, welcome back in. It is G and Mace. Means the world that you guys listen to the show. Coming up next, we got scenarios. Everybody tunes in for scenarios. But right now, Mace, I've had it up to here.
Yeah,
I've had it up to here. I need these football players to stick to sports. This guy right here, former Seattle Seahawk, right? He's now currently San Francisco 49er. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, he paid more than $22,000 to cover lunch debts for students at six Tacoma schools. Matter of fact, the students at Roosevelt Elementary School in Tacoma spent their day actually writing to Richard Sherman. He spent $7,000 for a public school in Santa Clara to clear some lunch debts. He also spent and gave $6,000 for a training facility here in the Bellevue area, $5,000 to a Pop Warner team, and then he also gave his Blanket Covers Foundation. In November, the foundation helped fill the shelves of several local food banks, and he continues to give, and he joins us right now.
Yes.
Richard Sherman, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What's the deal? Why are you doing all this giving?
Well, I just felt like it was the right thing to do. You know, I mean, I'm only one person, but, you know, I try to help as much as I can. And no kids deserve to be in debt for school lunch, and every kid deserves a meal, and no kids deserve to be shamed. And when I heard that was going on, you know, I felt like I could help do my little part to help those kids out. And so we did it. The same is true with other situations. The kids in Compton that wanted to go to Florida, you know, they had to have a 3.1 GPA, and I always value education. So that was a no-brainer for me. Those kids deserve a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I was able to help give them that. And I'm sure they're appreciative, and that'll go a long way to changing their lives and allowing them to see more of the world. You know, I mean, it's the Christmas season, it's the giving season, and you know, I think the world needs more of people helping people, and you know. Why not be helped spark that?
Since 2013, the Richard Sherman Family Foundation Blanket Coverage has given and raised $1.5 million and has helped more than 70,000 people in carrying on, of course, that mission and providing students in low-income communities. When you hear that, when I throw that back at you, the fact that $1.5 million has been raised, the fact that you have been just giving the way that you do, how does it make you feel knowing that you have and your Blanket Coverage Foundation has given so much?
Well, I guess I'm proud. You know, I'm proud of the impact that our foundation and the volunteers and the people who have made donations and all the great people and the impact that we're able to have in this world. You know, you really just want to make a positive impact and help as many people as you can. And unfortunately, we don't have enough resources to help every single person we encounter or every situation, but we're thankful for being able to help the people that we can.
So how do you decide who you want to help out?
Well, I mean, we have our Facebook page, we have a Messenger, we have our Instagram, and we just go through the messages, and, you know, my board decides which ones you're going to help. We have, I think, eight people on our board. My wife's father is the head of the board. So that's how we decided to help the food banks in Maple Valley. Their shelves were empty going into Thanksgiving, and, you know, they were struggling, and they didn't know how they were going to feed a lot of the families that they were helping. So we felt like we could help. Then they challenged us to raise as many pounds of food as we could for multiple food banks. I think we end up helping five or six in all, but we raised 64,000 pounds of food. And it was great. You know, it's great because more people get to eat, more people get to help, more people get to be involved and to meet people and to just bring the connections together in a positive way that you don't see enough of these days.
So I know you were up here in Seattle for quite a few years, and now you're down in San Francisco. But a lot of the stories we're talking about today are up here in the Northwest. Why do you still reach out to places up here?
Well, they reached out to us. I live in Maple Valley, so helping the Maple Valley Food Bank was kind of a no-brainer. It's a good community. I really enjoy my neighborhood. I enjoy my neighbors. I enjoy the city and how everybody kind of helps each other. You know, it's not a ton of people, but, you know, everybody's courteous. Everybody's polite. And I enjoy it. You know, I help as many people as I can out here. We're about to do a huge Christmas giveaway, and we're adopting families, and we're working on that right now. My wife's working on it as we speak, and just buying the needs for homeless families and making sure that they have a Merry Christmas. You know, I think that's what this season's about. It's about, you know, helping those who can't necessarily help themselves. You know, everybody buys gifts for people they know are getting gifts, but I think sometimes you gotta help people who can do nothing for you and people you know that are in need, and that's something that I've always felt.
That is the voice of Richard Sherman joining us here on Cairo Nights. Sherm, when you give and these experiences of you helping so many, what type of experiences from whether childhood or from you growing up, any stories that you can remember that you draw from to do these things?
Well, I just think seeing people struggling growing up, we grew up in a kind of poverty stricken neighborhood in South Central LA. And, you know, when you're young and you're growing up and I don't know any difference. So I don't see any problem with the homeless man living in his car across the street or some of the drug addicts that visit our house from time to time, because my parents have always treated us to treat everybody with the same amount of respect. You know, unless they do something to disrespect you, you treat them with the respect they deserve. And regardless of the choices that they've made or the path they've taken, and so that has kind of always resonated with me. So as a kid, anytime I saw somebody in need or saw, you know, somebody hungry and I could help, you know, whether it's financially or just giving them the food that I have, because my parents did a great job of keeping a roof over our head, making sure we knew where our next meal was coming. So when you run into somebody who doesn't know where their next meal is coming, you just want to help. So when I was a kid, I mean, my mom gave us $20 one time, I'll never forget. And we were going to Sacramento to watch my brother's high school, Tyson Chandler, in Dominguez High School, played in the state championship in Sacramento. And we had stopped at a McDonald's, and it was me and my brother. We had walked in the restaurant, and there was this homeless man. Well, he appeared to be homeless. I can't, you know, guarantee he was homeless or not, but he looked the part. And he was counting change on the side, on the counter, and he just had a bunch of pennies and a few dimes, it looked like, and maybe a quarter or two. And it just didn't look like he had enough to get anything substantial, and I knew he looked hungry. So I just gave him the 20 and was like, bro, get whatever you want. You know what I mean? I know I'm going to eat again today. You know, this man doesn't know when he's going to eat again. And it just always kind of pulled at my heart to help those people in need.
All right, man. Hey, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, and, thank you.
We'll talk soon, brother.
Thank you. Talk soon, G.
Yes, sir. That's Richard Sherman. Needs really no introduction.
Nope.
Outside of that story was amazing.
Yeah.
The fact that the $20 story.
I love Richard Sherman, man. Always have.